Have you ever been hungry before and there was no restaurant nearby and the closest thing you had access to was a vending machine? You take your money to the vending machine and you look at all the different options there are and finally you make a selection. You put your money in, you press the right buttons, and you watch that metal circle spin. And then all of a sudden, what you ordered gets stuck. It gets stuck and does not drop down like it's supposed to. What do you do in a situation like that? If you're like most people, you get frustrated. You get frustrated and maybe you try to find someone to help you or you even try to hit and shake the machine. You get frustrated because you feel like you deserve something. That you put your money into the machine and because you put the right amount of money back in the machine, that you should get what you ordered. I share that story because I think sometimes people feel like that vending machine experience. If you're watching this video, you're probably a person who considers yourself to be a good person, a kind and a loving person. You try to go out into the world and treat other people with kindness, love, and respect. But you don't have to live very long before you realize that you don't always get kindness, love, and respect in return. Sometimes you try to be polite. Sometimes you try to be helpful. Sometimes you try to be friendly. And what you're met with is not love in return, but is rejection. And it leaves you feeling frustrated, and disappointed, and angry. Like that vending machine, you put love out into the world, and you feel like you should receive love in return. And if you don't, you're left feeling angry. And you're left wondering, is it worth being loving and kind at all? If the world can be such a mean and nasty place, why bother being a loving and kind person? What I like to call this is transactional love. It's the type of love that most people practice in our modern world today. If you love me, I will love you in return. If you're kind to me, I will be kind to you back. But if you don't treat me well, if you're not kind to me, well, then I'll take my kindness elsewhere. You see, we enter in all sorts of relationships and situations where this is the case. We find this to be true in business even. That if a person doesn't treat us well or if a person doesn't respect us or doesn't honor their end of the agreement, then we take our business elsewhere. And while that may work in business, it doesn't work when it comes to love. At least the biblical definition of love. You see, we've gotten so used to this transactional nature of love in our culture, I will love you if you love me, that we've forgotten what biblical love really means and how biblical love can free us from the burden of being resentful of those who don't love us in return. Our Bible today teaches us perhaps one of the most important scripture readings in all of the Bible because in it, Jesus teaches us two rules, and he says that if we understand these two rules, these two commandments, then we understand the entire Bible. In our scripture reading today, we find Jesus once again with his old adversaries, the Pharisees. You see, if you've been following the sermons for the last few weeks, you know the Pharisees were the religious leaders who were constantly trying to trap Jesus, were constantly trying to trip him up so that he would either get arrested for saying something that was against the law, or he would become unpopular with the crowds that were beginning to follow him. And in our scripture reading today, they do the same thing. In it, they have someone come to Jesus and say to Jesus, "What is the most important commandment in all of the Bible?" Jesus immediately says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your mind." You see, the Pharisees believe this too. The Pharisees believe that this is the most important commandment. And they believe that by Jesus saying this, it will validate what they are teaching. But Jesus goes on to say something they didn't expect. Jesus goes on to say, the second commandment is, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. The Pharisees didn't expect that. You see, the Pharisees operated in transactional love. They lived in a culture and practiced a faith that said, unless people followed God's laws, unless people were obedient to what the Bible said all the time, they were not worthy. They were not deserving of God's love. And Jesus reminds them that a person of faith must not only love God, but a person of faith must love others as well. And then Jesus says the most important part of all. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. And then he says, on these two laws hang all the scriptures and all the prophets. Jesus is essentially saying that if you want to understand the Bible, that if you want to understand what those thousands and thousands of pages are trying to teach you, you really need to only understand two things. You need to understand that first, as a person of faith, you should love God with all your heart, and then you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you do those two things, you're essentially doing everything that the Bible is asking you to do. The rest of the Bible is merely expanding on these two points. That was an important lesson for the Pharisees. But what is the lesson for us today? The lesson for us today is pretty important. I mentioned before that culturally, transactional love is what takes place. But biblically, love comes from a different place. You see, Jesus didn't simply say, love your neighbor as yourself, because what does that mean? What does that look like, love of neighbor? Jesus first and foremost said, in order to love your neighbor properly, you need to love God properly. You see, love is not first and foremost between us and another person. Love is from God, because God created love. And so in order to understand love, we have to understand the Creator. I have two small boys at home, and one of the things that they're constantly doing is they're making things with Legos. And they love to put things together with Legos, and they're constantly coming to my wife and I all the time and saying, look at what I made. Look at this. Isn't it awesome? Isn't it wonderful? Now, I must admit, about half the time, I'm not really sure what they put together. They obviously put a lot of thought and care into it, but it doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand them. So I begin to ask them questions. I begin to say, well, what is it? And they immediately explain to me. And then I point to a certain piece and I say, well, what is this? And they say, oh, well, that is the head of the dragon. And I say, oh, okay, what is this? And they say, well, that's the tail. Oh, what is this? Oh, that's its claws and that's its teeth. You see, they understand what every detail means because they are the Creator. Much in the same way, if we want to understand love and what it really means to love our neighbor, we must understand love not as we love one another, but our Creator loves us. You see, and the way our Creator loves us is our Creator loves us unconditionally. The Bible says that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And what that essentially means is God did not practice transactional love with us. God looked down on us in our broken and sinful state and said, you are worthy of love. Not only are you worthy of love, but I am going to give you my only son to die for you on the cross. God gave his son up for us because he loved us so much. Not because of who we are, but because of who he is. Remember that vending machine example that I brought up in the beginning of the sermon today? Well, I'd like to return to it. But this time, I'd like to return to it in a slightly different scenario. Imagine you weren't the person who got his food stuck in that metal circle, but imagine now that you were the person that came after that person. You put your money in for one item, and all of a sudden, because the previous item is still stuck in there, both items fall down. You get two things for the price of one. You get a free snack. Now, how do you feel? How do you feel differently from the person before? You're no longer angry. You're no longer frustrated. You're no longer disappointed. Instead, you're happy. You feel grateful, right? Because you got something, not that you deserved, but you got something for free. And because you got something for free, maybe you'll share that with someone else. Maybe because you have two snacks, you'll share it with another person. Okay, enough of the snacks. But I hope that you get the point. I hope that you get what I'm trying to teach you today. Is that when we look at love as simply between us and another person, very often we're going to be disappointed. Very often we are going to feel like the love that we're giving is not being returned to us. And it'll make us less reluctant to keep being a loving person. But if we understand that love first and foremost comes from God, that we love God, and more importantly, God loves us, and that God's love is a free gift that we don't deserve, we will be more likely to share that love with other people. We can go out in the world and we can practice unconditional love, even if it's not always returned to us, even if people aren't always very loving back to us. You see, we love others not because they deserve it, but because we love others because God loved us first. God loved us first, even though sometimes we're not faithful, even though sometimes we're not always obedient, and so we can love others in the same way. My prayer for you today is simple, but important. I pray that you might spend some time loving God. Spend some time in His Word. Spend some time in the Scriptures, thinking about all that God has done for you. And that you would allow that love to fill you up so you can go out into the world and be a kind and loving person. Be a kind and loving person even though the world is not always kind and loving. And when you have a hard time with other people, when you look out and you see a broken world filled with bitterness and anger and hatred and division, and when you feel like you are losing hope and you're beginning to be discouraged, may you think about the cross. May you think about that great thing that Jesus did for you on the cross. And may that be your fuel to continue being a loving and kind person. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for this reminder in our scripture reading today that even though life sometimes seems complicated and confusing, who we are supposed to be is not. That everything is supposed to stem from two things. From loving you and loving our neighbor with all our heart and soul and mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.